This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Now, here's Mr. Great Outdoors, Greg Wagner.
Oh, you're right.
Welcome, welcome to the Great Outdoor Radio Show here on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network and Fremont's Big Dog Country Stations and online at myboomerradio.com. Appreciate you coming along for the ride here on a quite warm, shall we say, that's putting it lightly, very hot Saturday. Greg Wagner with you here. You know me from Nebraska Game and Parks Commission, and we have the Dean of Nebraska Radio on the board. That would be Neil Delkin. He is now at the microphone. Good morning, Neil.
And good morning, Mr. Wagner.
Thank you very much.
Boy, you're right about hot and muggy today, huh?
Big time. And I want to thank Oak Creek Sporting Club, Terry Kriz and family.
Good morning, Terry.
Being a sponsor on the show. Great place. Sporting Clays Leagues are rolling and everything else. Oak Creek Sporting Club near Brainerd. We have them for another year on our Great Outdoor Radio Show family. So thank you, Terry, and we appreciate you, and I'll be out sooner than later. That's all right, Terry. You can pick up the clays I don't hit because there'll be more of those than the other. Just that simple. Also, want to thank.
We've seen you shoot, Greg.
Yeah. Swing and a miss.
Right.
Also, want to thank ATV Motorsports. August 8th, we'll be there. And I appreciate them being sponsor on the show, as well as Stoicich House of Sausage. We're going to get to weather here in a moment. Thank you, Stoicich House of Sausage. Very special guest today. Of course, the guy chiming in on the end there. That's your friendly area conservation officer, Rich Bergman of Waterloo, Nebraska.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. And boy, do we have a guest among guests today. Captain Wayne Hudson of the Douglas County Sheriff's Office. Beyond being captain of the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, this is an outdoorsman big time. Passionate deer hunter.
Love to do it.
You love to do it.
Love to do it.
You love to fish.
Love it. Yes.
You have quite a resume. You have an impeccable resume. So, Omaha Northwest High School graduate, local guy.
Correct. Yep. Born and raised.
Thank you for your service in the United States Air Force.
Thank you very
security.
Much. Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Air Appreciate Force it. Veteran. Wayne State graduate, undergrad?
Correct. Bachelor's degree from Wayne State.
Boy, you're Nebraska through and through. And then, Master's in Public Administration, University of Nebraska at Omaha.
Correct. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
And he's won numerous awards. My line is, everybody knows Wayne, and if you don't know him, you're going to get to know him today. Wayne has a lot of important things to get across to you. Of course, he's one of us, an avid outdoor enthusiast. And he wears, as I always say, a lot of different hats. Your hat collection is unlike anybody else's.
Yeah, I got
a
few
love that. I love hats. You know that.
I do too. Yeah.
So, and I have a few. I added to that hat collection there too. So,
yep, appreciate it.
Captain Wayne Hudson, Douglas County Sheriff's Office today. And also, I am missing that you are in charge of, because Rich told me, the nautical unit, the boat unit of the Douglas County Sheriff's Office.
Correct.
That
yes.
falls under your jurisdiction,
correct.
Doesn't it?
Correct.
Wow.
And we appreciate that a lot.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, fabulous boat that Douglas County
Sheriff's.
We're going
to be on the water today with the Douglas County Sheriff's Office.
There you go.
Yeah.
Working in concert, we do that more than ever, don't we, Rich?
Yes.
At Game and Parks.
You know, there's not
Douglas
a lot of
County.
Us to go around, and we just rely on other agencies, and the Sheriff's Office plays a big part in that, along with the State Patrol. So helping out us a lot on the water.
Making everybody be safe. That's the big thing. And Captain Wayne, you have a lot to cover. I think a number of people listened to you speak at Memorial Park.
Right.
At the pro-police rally. Back to Blue?
Yes.
That was just a couple weeks ago?
Yes.
And you're going to give us some messages from that speech that you did, I
right.
hope?
Yes. Yep, I'll give you some information on it. I mean, it was a very good event. First of all, thank you for having me on the show.
Oh,
I really appreciate
time.
It.
Oh, big time. Should have had you on years ago. Shame on me.
But the Back to Blue event was a very good event put on by Kevin Williams and his wife. It was an event to allow the community to come out and support local law enforcement. Because I can tell you right now, we have a very, very good community that really cares about our law enforcement officers. So during the civil unrest and during this COVID time, different individuals were coming to different agencies and showing their support. So Mr. Williams said, you know what, let's just get one event so everybody can come out and support our local law enforcement. So we had different speakers, different individuals to get up there and talk about their role in the criminal justice system and what they see in the community. And it was just good to see that many individuals showing support for our local law enforcement agencies.
Fantastic. You want to talk to Wayne Hudson? 402-553-1490. That's the number. We have four sublines to that main line, 402-553-1490. And I got to give credit where credit is due, and that would be to Rich Berggren, who suggested, hey, have Wayne Hudson on. This great guest. This guy is a big-time outdoorsman in charge of the nautical unit, brings a lot to the table, very important societal messages. And we're going to cover some of those today. A tremendous African-American role model, a role model for anyone, actually.
Thank you. Thank you.
And so a lot of different hats you wear. Again, 402-553-1490. Now, Wayne, Rich, Neil, I turn to Ken Stoicich of Stoicich House of Sausage, who is the butcher who does the weather on this show.
You got some good news, Ken, on the weather?
Yeah. Some coolness?
Good, some what? Good. Oh, yeah. Some good and bad.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
You want the bad or the good?
What's the good?
The good? It's going to be a nice, cooler week next week.
All right, I'm ready for that.
All right. The bad?
Today?
You got to put up with heat, 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 and more heat.
Wow. Yeah. Lots of sunblock, Rich.
Oh, gosh.
Lots of sunblock.
That, we're in a boat, and it's like we're in a frying pan today on the Missouri River.
Well, hopefully some of those Asian carp would jump in and cool you off a little
bit. We did on our airboat. That was exciting that they come from the rear and went in, and luckily it didn't damage our prop, and we were able to make it home. So, yes, yeah. They're problematic, so everybody on the river, be aware of that.
Yeah, it's always a surprise, isn't it?
Yes, it was.
Need a football helmet.
We got a nice cool week ahead of us, low 80s all week long, and then, of course, coming up in the weekend, a little bit warmer again.
That's how it goes, isn't it?
For some reason, we got that in a reverse cycle. We should have real nice weekends and hot weekdays, but we're reversed. And we're going to have some major storms Sunday night and into Monday.
Saw that, yeah.
But, gosh,
need the rain.
We need the rain.
Lincoln doesn't. We do.
No, we need it bad.
Tell everybody, Stoicich House of Sausage, 24th of Bancroft, 130th and Arbor Streets, Stoicich.com. I think the evening we'll see some grilling.
Yes.
What do you think?
Yes, either on the grill or on the sidewalk, one of those two. They both work about the same. But, you know, when it's this warm, I suggest the smoked sausages so that you can just, they don't have to stand out there that long. Just warm them through and they're ready to go. Put some pepper sauce on there and you got a real nice dinner, easy dinner.
Let me say this. So, with the grilling, it doesn't mean you leave the grill unattended and rush in the house and try to get cool and come back out, then coming in and out.
Oh, no.
You got to attend to that grill, don't you?
Absolutely. Keep an eye on it because it's been so dry. You don't want any of those embers to go around and start a nice little fire. So.
Real quick, how's the meat industry?
It's coming along very well. It's getting back to normal. There's a few things still being missed out, but everything's getting back to normal, so everything's good. And prices are coming down, so...
Phone number for more information.
Give me a call at 341-7260.
And hours?
We're open till 5:30 down south and out west. We're open till 6 o'clock today.
All right. Ken Stoicich, Stoicich House of Sausage, 24th and Bancroft, to the north of 24th and Vinton and South O, baby. And then 130th and Arbor to the north and east of 132nd and West Center Road on the web. Yes. You're on the web, Stoicich.com.
Absolutely.
I love that. Anything else to add before we turn you loose?
No.
Put your swimsuit on? Look out! Wayne, there's something illegal about that, Rich, too. Well, that's with me.
I see the sprinklers going across the street here, so I'm going to run through there before I get back in the car.
I knew it, folks. I told you.
It's splash pad. Ken's splash pad.
All right. Thank you, Ken Stoicich. We're going to take our first time out on the Great Outdoor Radio Show. And when we come back, Wayne, your sergeant is calling. After this.
All right, I wonder which one that is.
This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoor Radio Show here on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network, Fremont's Big Dog Country. Brought to you by Oak Creek Sporting Club, ATV Motorsports, Stoizis at Charleston Sausage. Very special guest today, Captain Wayne Hudson of the Douglas County Sheriff's Office. Wayne wears, as I said, no pun intended, a lot of different hats, does a lot of the PR work, in charge of the Uniformed Services Bureau. How did I do with that?
Perfect, perfect.
All right. We now have to go to the phones. Look out, Wayne.
Uh-oh.
Also with us today, Conservation Officer Rich Bergren out of Waterloo, Nebraska, and Rich, look out as well. This is the other Rich on the line, I'm guessing. Good morning to a sergeant, a retired sergeant, maybe.
Probably the original
Douglas County
finder.
Sheriff's Office. Is this Rich McShane?
Greg and
there
Rich.
He is.
I recognize this voice, but Wayne's never heard it from this end before.
Oh, wow.
Yes, Wayne hasn't heard it from this end before, and you knew I couldn't pass up if Wayne was on the phone with you guys. So,
good morning, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, you know, Greg, you remember years ago when Steve Freeze and I, with Tom Mailander, used to have those free bring what you can. Surfside.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wayne would faithfully bring his dad every year. Yep. And
nice.
God rest his soul. He would show up and just have a great time. And that was a classic example of somebody that couldn't go out in the field anymore. And Wayne brought him so he could have that enjoyment. And that's what was so much fun about those wild game fiends we used to have. So,
I agree, Rich. I get you 100%. That was one of the highlights of the year, was getting together. We knew when that date was coming up, getting stuff out of the freezer, getting everything prepared, and then showing up and seeing all the different meals that people prepared. It was an excellent event. Excellent.
You know, that was a really biblical type of a tale there, because we never knew how many people were going to show up. So
right.
It's like the fishes and the loaves.
Right.
And there was always, always more food left over, and never could figure out where it all came from.
Right.
That was the craziest thing. So, yeah, people think that we hunters just go out and point a gun or a bow at something and don't enjoy what we do. We're just looking for the head there. And that's just the opposite for most of us. So,
Rich, I would agree.
Glad to hear you on the phone there, Wayne. Today, Wayne used to work for me a long time ago when he was young, and has come up good in the ranks. And he's taken over the Uniformed Services, which the Nautical Services follow under. And you all know that Steve Freeze and I were a great part of that for quite a number of years. In fact, One of the, and Wayne knows this, one of the original founders of the Sheriff's Boat Patrol passed away this week, and that was Dave Schumacher from Dave's Auto Body.
Yep.
And that group of reserves deputies started that organization, helped form Dodge Park Marina. They did the security out there so that they could raise funds to continue the boat patrol, and then the regular deputies got involved. One of them was Charlie Dobberton, who was killed in line of duty in 1977. And then they were instrumental, the reserves were instrumental in getting a mice memorial put up at the entrance to the marina there for Charlie. So the boat patrol goes way, way back. We had one of the craziest boats they ever had was one of the ducks. And those recently become in the news with the drownings, whatever. But we had a duck, and they painted it up red, white, and blue, had it in parades, looked like a big Pepsi boat. And then they evolved from using their own boats, got some donated boats, and then we led into getting the boats purchases over the years and the grants and to continue it on. So been around the river for a long time.
Yes. Yep. No, you're right. And actually, a little bit of a news here. We're in the process right now of trying to secure a new jet boat. Because one of our duties and responsibilities, we must be able to respond to any body of water in Douglas County. So we need a jet boat so that we can go on some, like the Platte River, so it's real shallow. So hopefully by the end of this year, it'll be in use next year. We'll have a brand new jet boat. And we got different organizations that's helping us purchase this boat, which is great. So it saves on the taxpayers.
That'll be great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Richie McShane. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you calling in, brother.
How are the walleyes doing, Rich?
Yeah. Are you catching walleyes? Well, spill your guts.
Well, the walleyes were hot last weekend up at McConaughey. Fortunately, I didn't get to go because my 99-year-old mom fell and been in the hospital. But they were hot as hot could be west of Vans in the trees. Now, when I say that, you know, you think of McConaughey, two different ways to look at trees. On the north side, there's that flooded forest that's just underneath the surface. These were more of the standing trees with fallen timber west of Vans. And so the guys were finding them suspended about 10 feet down. But I got to tell you, you better have a lot of money invested in tackle because it's business going
trees
through there.
Get
them. Pictures are on the Nebraska Walleye Association Facebook page. Everybody had a great time. I just looked this morning, Big Mac's down to 71%. I'm sure if Daryl were to call in, he'd tell everybody how fast it's dropping. I seen a video from Omaha Beach. It looks like the Sahara Desert. So there's still a lot of water out there, don't get me wrong, but it's moving the fish.
Hmm. All right. Thanks for the report there, buddy. Appreciate it very much.
All right, Richie.
Take care, Richie.
Yeah, we'll do it. Thanks. Be safe out there.
You betcha.
All right, see you guys. Bye-bye.
All right, Rich McShane. You work with Rich. How long have you been with Douglas County Sheriff's Office?
Well, that's kind of an interesting story because I started as a reserve deputy. So back when I got out of college, the sheriff department wasn't hiring right away. So, but they were hiring for reserve deputies, which reserve deputy, all you got was $1 a year to cover you for your insurance. But you got a reserve training, and then you would ride along with the full-time deputy to kind of help them and assist them in their duties. So I started that in 94, then I got on full-time in 95. So I've been on technically 26 years.
Talk about your outdoor life. It's kind of interesting. You told me roots stem to Mississippi.
Right. My parents came from a small town called Sugarloaf, Mississippi. So when my parents were coming up in Mississippi, hunting was more than just a sport. It was their way of life. Hunting, gardening. So the meat that they had in their freezer is what they killed. So when my dad came up to Omaha, he came up for the packing houses, Swift, Cudahy Hay, and he brought that tradition on with him. So me and I have three brothers. That's what we did on the weekend to connect with our father. We were always out hunting, fishing, gathering food, things of that nature. And one thing that, and I know that there's this feeling out there about people that hunt, things of that nature, but what we would shoot is what we would eat. We didn't shoot just for sport and shoot a thing just to cut the head off and mount it. No, if we were going to shoot it, either we ate it or somebody that we knew would eat it. So, yeah, I've been doing this for years. I tell a story, me and my brothers tell a story of it. When we first started hunting, we'd always have to walk with our dad. We could not go off by ourselves until we actually knew the woods. So we would walk around and we would have a 410 open shotgun. So when we see something, we tell our dad, hey, there's a squirrel over there. Then he would hand us a shell. We can put it in our gun. And then he'd make sure that we were pointing in the right direction and everything. Then we could shoot. So that's how I started off hunting. And that's how I can really connect with my father.
What outdoor messages do you have for folks today with regard to what you grew up doing, fishing and hunting?
Well, I would love to see more young kids get into it today. I got a group of friends right now. We all hunt and fish. And for especially for African-Americans, we don't see that like we used to. Back when we were growing up, that's what we did with our fathers. But these younger kids these days, they are more into video games, things of that nature, instead of getting out in the woods, getting back to nature, getting out fishing, hunting. I would love to see more younger kids get back to nature. You'll learn respect. You'll learn patience, first of all. You'll learn respect for weapons, because you go through weapon safety class. If you knew the damage that some of these guns could do, maybe we wouldn't see so much horseplay some kids have with these guns. But you know, I would love to see more younger kids get out and about and get to hunting and fishing.
All right. Visiting with Wayne Hudson, Captain, Douglas County Sheriff's Office, avid outdoorsman. We're going to have a little fun now. We're going to play Great Outdoor Trivia round number one on the Great Outdoor Radio Show here on Boomer and Big Dog. And I'm going to play for a packet of Nebraska outdoor informational material. Going to make a packet for you, get you squared away for the summer and for the fall. We'll toss in the Nebraska Travel Guide for your local or regional outdoor vacations. Trivia question. Wayne, do you want to ask this in your own words, or do you want me to ask this?
Oh, you can go ahead.
All right. So, special guest today, Wayne Hudson. He has a favorite game species to hunt in Nebraska. What is it? Can you name it for us? You need to be specific. Do we give any hints, Wayne? You want to give any hints? You can if you want.
I think you mentioned you just practiced it in your backyard on something.
You're right. I have something set up in my backyard that I practice hitting this target.
Oh, all right. Good hint. All right, first caller with the correct answer wins the prize pack, which we will send to you. Phone call with your best guesses. We have four sublines on this main line. 402-553-1490.
You're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoor Radio Show, Boomer Big Dog, brought to you by Oak Creek Sporting Club, ATV Motorsports, Stoicich, House of Sausage. We have two for the price of one today. We have Captain Wayne Hudson of the Douglas County Sheriff's Office with us, avid outdoorsman, in charge of the nautical unit for the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, the boat unit. And then we have Conservation Officer Rich Berger of Waterloo with us, your friendly area conservation officer. You want to talk to these gents? 402-553-1490. 402-553-1490. And we have a winner, Dewey Neal, on Great Outdoor Trivia, round number one. Do we have this gentleman on the line? We do. All right. The question, if you're just joining us, Captain Wayne Hudson here has a favorite game species to hunt. What is it? Can you name it? He practices on a silhouette, probably styrofoam image of it in his backyard, and said you had to be specific. And Neil's his caller, like five or six.
No,
like that.
But he knows Wayne.
Ah, okay. Ah. So it looks like it is Terry.
Terry? Novacek.
All right.
Novacek.
Let's talk to Terry, who says, I know Wayne Hudson. Good morning, Terry.
With him.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Terry, how you doing?
Hello.
You're on with Wayne Hudson, Rich Berggren, and me, Greg Wagner. How's it going today?
I'm doing good.
What is your answer to this trivia question, first off, before we forget?
I believe it's white-tailed deer.
Wayne?
You are correct.
All right, good job, Terry. Did you go to school with Wayne, we have heard?
Yeah, we were in shop class together at Northwest High School.
That's going back a few years.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, I've seen him on TV through the years down at the courthouse, and I was like, you know, my wife would be sitting next to me, and I'd be like, hey, I went to high school with him. He's in my shop class. So,
a husky here talking
Huskers.
To you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, love it. Very good. Terry, any questions or comments for Wayne Hudson or Rich Berggren?
No, I just want to say thanks, Wayne, for everything that you do for the community, and enjoy seeing you on TV every once in a while, and I'm just glad, happy for your success.
Terry, and, thank you very much.
If you ever want to go pheasant hunting, look me up.
Oh,
I'll take you out.
And I will take you up on it because I have your address right here, so I will be calling you.
All right.
All right.
Sounds good. Thank you, Terry. Appreciate the call, and good job on Great Outdoor Trivia Round Number 1. Great Outdoor Trivia Round Number 2 coming up in a little while. Speaking of the community, Wayne, that great speech that you delivered at Memorial Park a couple weeks ago, I kind of want to draw from that.
Okay.
And I want to give you the microphone to get across some important societal messages. And we're in such a strange time now with the pandemic, with protests, with a lot of other things happening. What would you like to get across?
Well, and one of the main things I want to get across is that we have some really good professional law enforcement agencies in Douglas County, professional agencies. Now, I know things happens on the East Coast and the West Coast, and typically when we get to the Midwest, we're insulated from that. We watch, but we monitor what's going on, because we always say we have to do that because you never know what might spill over. This civil unrest was the first time that I've seen that we've had something on the East Coast or West Coast or even close to us that actually came in and came into Douglas County. But all in all, we have some really good professional law enforcement agencies. We have a lot of support from our community. And I know once we get through all of this, we're going to be, as a community and a law enforcement agency, we're going to be a lot better on the other side. Now, I know there's controversy out there. There's individuals that want to defund the police. Now, exactly what does defund the police look like? Does it look like we're having no law enforcement? To me, that would be anarchy. Now, are there things that we can do different? Yes. For example, responding to mental health calls. There could be another set of professionals that can respond to those calls so long as the individual is not a danger to themselves or a danger to others. But in the end, we have to kind of triage those calls to see if the individual is armed, because we have those. They'll arm themselves. And in that case, we have to respond to take them into custody so that we can give them the mental health that they need. But this whole notion of defunding law enforcement agencies, to me that is ludicrous to do something like that.
What are some of the questions that you could ask as a law enforcement officer in an African-American, whether from the African-American community in general or from young people, what do they ask you?
Well, one of the main questions I get, especially during a protest, is how can you as an African-American male be in law enforcement? Okay, and what I tell them is, I love this profession. This profession is a really good profession. I like it because it's something new every day. But as far as being African American, I like patrolling, policing. I like community policing. I like policing our community. And what I tell the young African Americans is this: if you don't join law enforcement and police your communities, who's going to police them? So I encourage people, law enforcement is a good job. You have to have a caring heart. You have to have a want to help the community to be in law enforcement. It's a very good job. I encourage more young people to seek out law enforcement positions. If you want to make change, that's how you make change. You make change from the inside, not from the outside with different allegations or this notion of defunding police. Become a law enforcement officer. Come in from the inside.
How are other ways that we bust stereotypes?
Well, I think for me, I like to see young kids see me out there. I do a lot of community service, hundreds of hours a year, because I belong to a group called 100 Black Men. And one of their models is what they'll see is what they'll be. So they need to see more, especially in the African-American community, more African-Americans in law enforcement, doctors, judges, teachers, those type of role models, because what they'll see is what they'll be.
What drives Wayne Hudson every day when you get up and put your badge on, maybe strap that sidearm on? What drives you? What motivates Wayne Hudson?
A very good question. For me, it's the desire to improve my agency, one. And I love to do community service. And I love to see our young kids seeing me in those positions. Like I said, I do a lot of community service. I go back to my elementary school is Miller Park Elementary School.
Oh, yeah.
And I go back there during the school year at least once a month to read to the kids, things of that nature. And it's kind of interesting because my sister is also a teacher there. So I go visit her class. And it's this one time, there's this young man who was sitting up towards the front. And I knew what that meant, because if you got one desk up by the teacher, that was my desk when I was, you know.
So I hate to tell you, Gretna High School, that's where I was,
you know, so
rightfully so.
So I knew exactly what that meant. So I talked to the class for a while. Then I leaned into the young man. I said, look, I know why you're sitting up front. You may not understand some of the lessons. You may not understand certain things, but you have a really good teacher here. Raise your hand. Ask her for help. Talk to her after class. I know her. She's my sister. She will help you. So I kind of gave the kids my story of how I came up, because I wasn't the best student. I had a teacher in high school who told me I'd be dead before I was 21.
Really?
I did. And then I had another teacher told me I was a disgrace to the Hudson name, because I followed two of my brothers and sisters at that high school at Northwest. So that's damaging when you hear that as a kid.
Oh, that's tough.
So, and talking with this young man, I gave them my story. Then afterwards, my sister contacted me and said, the young man grabbed his chair and moved it back with the rest of the students and said, you know what, if Mr. Hudson can do it, I can do it. So I want to get back with the rest of the kids and I want to do better. So those kind of stories, that encouraged me to move on and continue on with my community service.
We're all wearing masks in here in studio. The COVID-19 pandemic has changed a lot.
Oh, yes.
And is constantly changing things. What messages do you have resorting to people? Yeah, you got to wear a mask.
Yes. You know, I know it's not the most comfortable thing. It's not uncomfortable. But this is the thing. If we really want to crush this virus, we have to wear the mask. I think personally, I know the president and the governors want to get everybody back in the schools. That's all well and good. Then why not come out with a federal mandate nationwide, have everybody wear a mask for 2 weeks. Let's crush this thing so that we can get the kids back into school in that learning environment. Instead of, you know, half days here, so many days off here, some people wearing masks, some people are not. I know the Douglas County Health Department, the Douglas County Board of Health will be debating sometime next week on issuing a mask order. The only issue I have with that is they can do it for, and I know they're still looking into this, for the city of Omaha. Well, what about the rest of the residents of Douglas County? If we're going to do it, let's do it countywide. Let's crush this virus.
Very well put. All right, we're going to take a time out on the Great Outdoor Radio Show here on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network, Fremont's Big Dog Country, being brought to you by Oak Creek Sporting Club, ATV Motorsports, Stories of Chalice of Sausage. We'll be back with a lot more after these messages from Captain Wayne Hudson, Rich Bergeron also.
This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that can host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Appreciate you being with us. 1 week from today on this program, Conservation Officer Rich Bergen, by the way, with us, and Captain Wayne Hudson of the Douglas County Sheriff's Office. We will have Jim Grewliner in here. Jimmy D., Jim of Omaha, owner, co-owner, manager of Solo Sock Star and Find Decoys. He's going to talk hunting season preparation. You might think it's too early to be doing that, but
I'm
Rich.
I'm ready right now. I'm ready for the cold October.
So is Wayne.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
we're
yeah.
ready for those cold temperatures and freezing mornings and everything else. But Jim Grewliner will get you squared away, make you think of things that you should be doing to get squared away for the upcoming fall hunting seasons. You know, you look at September 1 coming up, you got dove, archery deer, grouse, other seasons. September 15th, turkey. August 1 is squirrel coming up. I mean, a lot
you
of
know,
things
we
going.
Have been seeing some younger turkeys running around. The state's doing a survey on that. So we're looking for the poults to run around, and we have been seeing quite a few. So I think the turkey numbers are looking pretty good.
That's good. So 1 week from today here on the show, Jim Grewliner. Captain Wayne Hudson, very special guest today. Really appreciate him coming in Saturday morning. Captain Douglas County Sheriff's Office. A tremendous resume. I mean, wow. Wayne, he is a big-time hunter, fisherman, outdoor enthusiast, loves nature, grew up with it, and you heard him say some outdoor messages just moments ago. What other messages do you want to get across, Wayne? You pen down some notes. You have the microphone. You're a pillar in the community here. Go.
Well, one thing we talked about during a break, and we can talk about that briefly again, was a friend of ours, Cleveland Vaughn.
Oh, Cleveland
Vaughn,
Cleve.
Excellent guy. He would put on this wild game feed at Zion Baptist Church, and that's something we look forward to every year. So I knew it would be coming up, and Cleveland would call me up and said, "Hey, Wayne, get any fish for me this year?" So I would go to my catfishing spot. And I have a really good spot, and I would load up on catfish. And we had an arrangement made.
How much loading up were you doing?
the legal
Don't
limit.
Worry about
the
it,
legal
Wayne.
Limit. That's all. So what I would do is I would ice them down, and then Cleveland. I say, "Hey, Cleveland, I got a cooler for you." So it was excellent because he would come by my house, grab my cooler out my truck, replace it with another cooler because I'd be going back down again the next day. And, I mean, he just loved it. And he's just a wonderful guy, full of life, a lot of good stories. He was the first, now probably only, I'm thinking right now, African-American
yes.
U.S. Marshal.
Yes.
Appointed by, was it Carter, I think it was?
Carter, I believe. Carter, yeah. Jimmy Carter, yes.
Yep. I mean, just a really, really good, genuine, nice person. And now his son, Judge Derek Vaughn, is taking it over, which is good. I like to see Derek doing
good
it.
Good morning, Derek.
Yep, Derek does an excellent job down at the Douglas County Courthouse. But I'm hoping Zion continue the tradition on for many years to come because, again, it's something for the young kids to see and taste, you know, wild game, and know that that is something that was in the woods, that was shot or that was caught, and then now they can eat it. Hopefully that kind of triggers them to want to get out there, hunt and fish.
I totally agree. It's the connector.
Yes.
Yeah. And Cleveland Vaughn, by the way, retired federal conservation officer, fish and wildlife agent. First one in the country. And by the way, Cleve has passed us, unfortunately. But, Rich, real quick.
I still hear a lot of stories in the field with the old-time hunters out there that they've run across, and they come out and checked him. So there's a lot of stories out there about him already.
Yeah, Cleve and I, we had...
On the older crew.
Yeah, exactly. Cleve and I would sit together at Creighton Prep football games. Kyle Watson played football. That's his grandson with my son, Micah, at Creighton Prep. So when the two conservation professionals are sitting together, you're going to see people scatter, Wayne.
Oh.
Yeah, it was so funny. But I love Cleve and contributed. Rich and I still shoot deer with our antlerless permits for them. It's one of the funnest things that we do all year, isn't it, Rich,
and
to go there?
And thanks to Kenny also.
Yeah, and Ken Storsich, yes, and many others, such as yourself. Mm-hmm. And it is well attended, and I think we have more fun in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Than anyone else does actually attending. So.
Yeah, you know, Don Klein shows up.
It's a who's who. There's judges and prosecutors and defense attorneys and Omaha police.
Yep.
The gang unit's there. NSP's there, Nebraska State Patrol. Yep. It's fun. It's
and each
time.
Group kind of brings in, like, for example, Omega Psi Phi Fraternity. They have a group of young men that they're mentoring, and so does 100 Black Men. They'll bring those young men in so they can see the elders in the community, talk to them, talk about hunting and fishing, and then eat some of, what we've caught. So it's a really good event. Excellent time.
What else you want to cover?
Well, a little bit about hunting. I love to hunt. So for me, I love to hunt private land. Now, I know there's a lot of public land out there, but sometimes those properties get kind of crowded. So for years, we had this one spot that we used to hunt probably for 25 years. We lost that spot after the owner passed away, and it went down to his son.
Familiar story.
Yes. Yep. Sons got into a dispute.
Yeah, family starts arguing and battling over land and money.
And went to court, and land ended up being sold away from them. So lost that one. Again, 25 years, we took so many deer off this property. I know all of us probably got a mount from this property. But we lost that one. We have one spot that we deer hunt right now. We take care of the owner. But what I'm seeing now is you got a lot more properties that are being leased now.
Yeah, it's an issue.
And it's tough. And especially if you are trying to go and try to hunt on private property, some of these farmers and some of these landowners, some of them will not let you do it. One, they don't know you. You didn't grow up in that area, especially for me. And then for two, they're leasing their property to doctor's offices and lawyer's offices and things of that nature. So I've seen a kind of a trend in that going on right now.
Yeah, that's a rough road.
It is.
And that's a familiar story with any hunter who's hunted for a prolonged period of time here in Nebraska. No question about that. So with hunting, so you're still hunting southeast Nebraska, got a place.
Yep.
Talked about taking really good care of the landowner. Tough to get on property, isn't it?
It is. Very tough.
I mean, even though you're a law enforcement officer, it's tough.
It is. It's very tough.
Money. Yeah.
Money leasing. Talks a lot. And I don't know. I'm not into leasing property that way. We take care of the property, the property that we hunt for 20-something years. And we do it the old school way. We don't put up deer stands. We don't put up tree stands.
Oh, you're a good hunter.
Oh, we hunt from the ground.
I've seen the photos of you with the back to a tree, wider than your shoulders. And it looked like your sister was there with you.
Yeah. My wife.
Your wife?
Yeah.
Okay.
I convinced her to come out. So.
Very good.
But yeah, we do it the old school way. We don't. We leave the property the way we found it. That way we respect the property. And again, if we shoot it, either we're going to eat it or we're going to give it to someone that will eat it. So we're not going to shoot something, just leave it on the property. We respect the property. We don't drive across people's fields, things of that nature. We try to be one with nature.
Rich, you have any questions?
No, I agree. It's getting harder and harder to get places to go and take care of the landowners. You know, that's as game wardens, that's who we're working for, is the landowners, helping them out. And again, we like to hunt and fish and be outdoors too. We're as wardens, we're in it, but we're always not pulling the trigger or setting the hook. So we like enjoy being out there, and we do see the landowners and try to get everybody to respect them, because again, 97% of the state belongs to them on that. But no, getting new people out in the woods and on the water, getting the youth, and then people, times change, things happening in life. Maybe those people, they had to take time out to raise kids, go to work, and now kids are gone, and now they got more free time. Hey, get those people back out into the outdoors and reintroduce, what they've been missing for all them years. So good way to build a lot of relationships that way.
Wayne and I were talking during the break, and Rich, you know this. At Game and Parks, one of our big missions is to have existing hunters and anglers, adults, take out youth that don't look like you and don't act like you with permission from a parent or guardian.
Right.
But take someone away from your family network who really needs to get outdoors, who doesn't look like you or act like you. Talk about that.
No, I think that's an excellent idea. That way you can introduce individuals to the woods, to fishing, I know right now there's kids in the inner city that have never, ever been fishing. Never been fishing. And to me, that's just so foreign to me, again, because I grew up with it. I'm a mentor now for 100 Black Men.
Excellent.
So I have my my mentee, Malachi Flakes, and I talked to him just the other day and asked him, you know, have you ever been fishing? He said, probably once. I said, well, because he likes video games, and I get all that. But I told him during our initial sit-down, I don't do video games. If I'm going to be your mentee, we're going to be doing a lot of things out in the woods, out on the boat, out on the bank, fishing bank. And so he's really excited about that. He actually, probably later on today, he's going to be in my backyard practicing my crossbow.
Yeah, create your own video game.
Be the video game in reality.
Yep, that's it. That's exactly right. So that's what I want to do, is try to get our young kids back into those type of activities. Now, if you were to go down south to Mississippi, because I go down there quite frequently,
sure.
The young kids down there, they are really into hunting and fishing. They have their own hunting and fishing clubs. It's tied into the schools. Everything down there kind of surrounds hunting and fishing. So I love to see, you know, I know we won't be that big, but I would love to see that movement here in, you know, the metropolitan area.
It's kind of starting. We have the NAS program, Nebraska Archery in the Schools mm-hmm. program. We've got that going. We're doing some hunting and fishing club type things.
Fishing tournaments going on for high school and
high school fishing
sponsored.
Tournaments.
Yep.
UNL, University of Nebraska Lincoln, has a large membership fishing and hunting club in the School of Natural Resources, of which I'm part of. We took it a step further, and we have free gear that they can sign on with their students, and they can rent out basically for nothing and go. And so we're trying to do a lot of that here. It's slower up here. Mm-hmm. The South really probably, it's more rural even than we are here. They have really embraced it more so as far as fishing.
We do a youth manor hunt where we get kids that don't have the opportunity.
Yeah, your conservation officers do. You do.
They want to hunt, but the parents maybe don't, and they need a place to go. So we have the parents' involvement. They drop them off, and then they go away. Then we take care of them for the weekend. So mainly you feed them full of stick of bars and Mountain Dew and send them home on Sunday.
There you are. Let's do some great outdoor trivia round number two. Special guest today, Captain Wayne Hudson, Douglas County Sheriff's Office, Wayne, and then Conservation Officer Rich Bergman of Waterloo, Nebraska. Neil Nelkin on the board. Nick Burris in the background over there on the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Nick's back there. Is he sleeping? No, he's got a sausage. He's okay. He's awake. We're playing for round number two, another packet of 2020 Nebraska outdoor and informational vacation material. Throw in a Nebraska travel guide. Trivia question. Zzz, bloop. Now we're talking fishing. Here we go. Special guest today, that guy right there, Wayne Hudson. Oh, there we go. Loves to catch and eat two species of fish. He loves to catch two species of game fish. What are they? Wayne, any hints on your two favorite fish?
What hints can I give on these?
One you really like, I know. Well, you like both of them.
Well, I like both of them. One of them, actually, I was out catching some yesterday for one of them.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, you know, people say, oh, you can't catch this type of fish during the summertime. And I like when people think that, because then that's more fishing space for me.
No competition. Yeah. Okay, so there's one hint.
The other one, typically it's best to do at night.
Okay, good.
There you go.
All right, first caller that gets the answer right wins the prize pack. We'll send it. Phone numbers to call with your informed guesses. 402. 553-1490. We got one line in the four sublines. 402-553-1490.
You're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best?
Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire. Different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoicis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Good morning, good morning.
Look pretty excited there, Neil.
That's Rich Bergman, everybody. Conservation Officer Neil Nelken right there on the board. Special guest, Wayne Hudson. Wayne Hudson of Omaha. Captain, Douglas County Sheriff's Office. Avid, avid outdoorsman, longtime hunter and angler. Trivia question, if you're just joining us here on the Great Outdoor Radio Show, Boomer and Big Dog, that we threw at you. Wayne Hudson loves to catch and eat two species of game fish. What are they? And a good friend, a guy who's been a guest on the Great Outdoor Radio Show here, is Bubba Schultz, everybody. And Bubba has got the answer right. Bubba Schultz of Papillion, Nebraska. How you doing, Bubba?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you today?
Very good. Very good. College football player, Bubba Schultz, Papillion. Tell everybody what two species of fish that this guy right here loves to catch and eat.
That would be crappie and caster, sir.
You are 100% correct.
Even though on social media, as Bubba will attest, I put up the photo of you with that big largemouth bass, that big old bass or hog. But it's a great photo.
Oh, yeah.
All your photos are good. So, yeah. Bubba, how you doing?
I'm doing good, sir. I'm doing good. Taking a little break from work here on a Saturday morning, but listening to your radio show. Absolutely love what you guys got going on there. Captain Hudson, I take my hat off to you, as well as I wear many hats in the outdoor industry as well, with my youth hunts and military veteran hunts that I do for spring turkey hunters. And I want to say thank you for what you do. In all your lines of service in our community.
Thank you very much. And you know what? And I want to say thank you, too, especially for your assisting the veterans, because that is real big. Being a veteran, I know that we have veterans out there that are in certain things. So you taking the time to help veterans, I really do appreciate that.
I do as well. Welcome. So does Rich, yes. Thank you, Bubs.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Always great to hear from you.
Likewise.
Take care. Yep, and one of these days I'm going to sneak over and pick something off that grill of yours. He's a griller, master griller.
Oh. But I'll tell you what, we got a big crawfish boil and a barbecue coming up on the 15th. So,
see? There you go.
I'll make sure to send you an invite, Greg.
All right, Wayne and Rich,
And I got to get down to Ken's and get some good spicy meat as well.
There you go. You're a smart man. Thanks, Bubs. Thank you. Bubba Schultz, Papillion. Appreciate you. All right. Another donator of a lot of time. Wayne Hudson, what else do you want to cover here? We got some other things that we need to mention.
Well, one thing that I want to mention is an organization I'm involved with called Operation Nets, Neighborhood Engagement Through Sports. It was started by Deputy Chief Ken Kanger with the Omaha Police Department.
Yeah, Kenny, yeah.
Good guy. Really
great
good guy. He, with his gang unit, he wanted to make connections with the community. So what he did was start off with just some footballs and basketballs with his gang unit. So as they're driving around a neighborhood, they see a kid outside playing. His gang unit would stop, engage him, give him a basketball, start playing. So that morphed into a really good program. Now we have a lot of businesses that are donating these basketballs and footballs. I'm telling you, when you pull up to a young kid on the street, especially if I'm in a cruiser, and I get out, the first thing, they're real apprehensive. What did we do?
And We didn't do it.
You know, we didn't do it, things of that nature. It's like, no, I'm just here to talk, engage. Then after we play for a while, 15, 20 minutes, it's time for me to move on. They're begging me to stay. So that's the kind of bridge building we need to be doing more of in our community.
What do your organizations that you're affiliated with need? You have the microphone. What do you need? Do you need donations? Monetarily, do you need basketballs, footballs?
You know, that's an excellent question. Basketballs, footballs, things of that nature. Those go great because that way our deputies and the Omaha Police Department, their officers, can use those to engage the community, our youth in our community.
How is it best to get a hold of you?
If you want to call me, anybody call me at 402 404-664-6632, 402-444-6632.
All
right.
That's the best way. We're out of time. We need another hour.
I know, and I love the little props you guys got here. I mean, these are great.
It's crazy.
Know?
I have a face for radio, Wayne. Not that good-looking image you've got going. Yeah. So want to thank you very much for coming
thank
in here
you.
Big
really
time.
Really appreciate it.
Captain Wayne Hudson, Douglas County Sheriff's Office, doing such wonderful things for the community and beyond and the great outdoors. Many thanks. And Captain, we got to thank Rich Berger and that guy over there.
Appreciate it.
Even though he wants to check your live well for catfish. And thank you all for listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Talk at you next week. Have a good, safe weekend and week.